The Democratic Alliance has taken the decision to nominate South Africa's healthcare workers for the 2022 Nobel Peace Prize. Last night, the president made an announcement that, in fact, cabinet has approved the nomination of the medical brigade from Cuba for the Nobel Peace Prize for 2021. This is truly bizarre in our belief, and also rather an insult to the South African healthcare workers who have worked under extremely impossible situations over the last year in fighting this pandemic. Namely, many South African healthcare workers have lost their lives. Hundreds of them have lost their lives to this pandemic. Thousands of them have been infected, but they continue to serve on the front lines in spite and despite the personal cost it is to them. Many were still scrambling for personal protective equipment at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, while government struggled to secure supplies to protect them. Many healthcare workers were fighting this pandemic in the front lines for almost a year while stitching together a completely broken health system with inadequate infrastructure, with staff shortages and poor governance systems. Yet they still showed up and they still tirelessly work through the various peaks of infections at a great personal cost to them. And so, according to the statutes of the Nobel Foundation, members of national assemblies may nominate those deserving of this great recognition. And it is our view that healthcare workers in South Africa can be grouped together and they can be recognized, for this prestigious award for the work that they've done and the work that they'll continue to do in impossible and difficult circumstances in our country.